انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here with you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us to contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427-894. If you are calling from the US, please add 0112 before the mentioned number. I wish you could contribute to the program by answering the question on the episode of the episode on Facebook, but unfortunately Facebook is down, so you can only call us today. Last episode we have discussed the basic education and the secondary education in the US and Egypt. And the question of the last episode was, what do you think of the early exposure of kids to different cultures? Some people supported this, saying this will help them have a broad perspective. Other people said that they were against the idea of the early exposure of kids to different cultures because this might lead them to have weak identity and this might lead them to have hard time identifying who they are, and they might be not proud of who they are. So in this episode we will discuss something that would build up to last episode perspective about the exposure of kids to different cultures, which is college life. So the title of this episode would be College Life. In college, it's inevitable to be exposed to different cultures. So I will tell you my own personal story. I was a girl in Dumyat. I basically was in secondary school in Dumyat, and then went to the United States to get my higher degree. And then I had my college experience in the United States at Rutgers University, and I was a part of Douglas Residential College, in which all women from different majors had the experience of gathering and helping each other succeed in their lives. And then we all of us took a class called Knowledge and Power, in which we discuss topics like gender, ethnicities, power, women leadership. And then we took all of these discussions in the classroom. And then I got the chance to be a Barbara Voorhees mentor in this class and help other freshman students get to know the resources at Rutgers. So when I was a kid by my primary education and my preparatory school and my secondary school, my parents would have the chance to tell me who to talk to and who not to talk to. But during college, they didn't have this chance, and it was up to me to decide who to talk to and who not to talk to. So in college, it's inevitable to be exposed to different cultures. So in the US, some parents might tell their kids, oh, so there are Muslim kids, don't play with them. And some Muslim parents would get their kids into religious schools and tell them, oh, okay, so don't you shouldn't play with anyone and you shouldn't be exposed. So ta-da, in college, they would be exposed. Even in Egypt, in Cairo University, you will find people from all over Egypt, so people from Upper Egypt, Delta, and Sinai at one university. So we made a conclusion at our last episode saying that we should gradually expose our kids to different cultures because they will inevitably get exposed to different people during this college time. So how's the college experience is like in the United States and Egypt. This is something that we will learn more when we get back.
I had a dream that someday I would just fly, fly away. And I always knew I couldn't stay. So I had a dream that I'd just fly away. I've been on my own for a minute. Is it only me out here? Searching for the place to begin it. Is it me? Is it you? Is it fear? Standing on the line I was given. People stare and ask me why I'm here. No one seems to think that I fit in. But I don't wanna be like them. No, 'cause I don't wanna be like them. 'Cause I know that I. And I had a dream that someday I would just fly, fly away. And I always knew I couldn't stay. So I had a dream that I'd just fly away, away.
Welcome back. So we were talking about the system of education and the system of colleges in both U.S. and Egypt. So let's start with telling you more about how we get into college in Egypt. So in Egypt, the system of getting into college is based on the fact that we don't have a college in each city in Egypt. So we have something called the system of reducing of traveling or the system of reducing traveling of students. So this basically means each student should be assigned to the college that's near their city. So someone in Cairo should be assigned to Cairo University, and someone in Alexandria should be assigned to Alexandria University. So in the U.S., this might be very different because there is no traveling reduction system and the students can apply to any college anywhere in the country. In Egypt, the application into school depends on the scores of the General Secondary Education Certificate or Sanawiya Amma, which is the last year of high school, and also the location to your city according to the reduction of traveling rule also plays an important role into the college that you would get into. In the U.S., it's more of a holistic process. So the student gets the chance to apply to different colleges according to his or her interests based on his or her GPA. They should get high GPA. And they also should get a high score in standardized tests, SAT, like SAT, ACT, and TOEFL tests, or IELTS tests, if they are international students planning to study in the United States. Students also should submit recommendation letter in their college applications, and you should also show the fact that they are involved in extracurricular activities like sports, music, and volunteering. And they should combine all of these into writing a personal statement that has a compelling story that would get the admission committee to look into their profile. So once you get into college, whether in Egypt, in the EU, or in the United States, you would face the first shock, which is dorming. You have been living at home for 18 years of your life. So how the transition to the dorms would be like for you? In the US, it can be very good or very bad, depending on how you would deal with your roommate. Dorms in the US are mixed, so be ready to deal with this fact. My first roommate in the US was Indian American. I was very lucky to get to learn more about the Indian culture. However, there were some difficulties because I came from an Egyptian background, so I wasn't really used to the fact that there might be guys at the room, because this is something that's a stigma in Egypt. They cannot do this in Egypt. This is not okay in Egypt. Also, I'm wearing the scarf, so my room wasn't always where I felt comfortable, because I sometimes had to wear the scarf in my room. However, it was an overall a great experience, because I had to learn how to compromise and how to deal with different cultures. In my second year, my roommate was Egyptian American, so she knew more about my culture and she understood more where I came from. In Egypt, it's quite different because the dorms are segregated, so the guys has their own dorm and the girls has their own dorm. So they don't have the problem of mixing. And I remember a funny story. So when I first got into the dorm in the United States, I asked the residence assistant, so when should I come and when is the curfew? So she told me, Ramah is a free country, you can come whenever you want. But in Egypt, we have a curfew at 8 p.m. sharp, so you should come to the dorm by 8 p.m. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to enter the dorm. So yeah, this can tell you more about the difference between the U.S. and Egypt in terms of the freedom. So in America as well, the room, you would be only two in a room. In Egypt, it's quite different because there might be 3 to 4 students who share the same room. So it's more challenging because 3 to 4 people would try to adjust their living system together. In Egypt and the United States, in a dorm setting, the bathrooms in both countries are communal bathrooms. So this might be shocking, especially if you are used to having your own bathroom at home. This would be disgusting. In both countries as well, if you are a student living in the dorms, you would be expected to have a meal plan. But then after a while, you would decide the meal plan is just trash. So you end up making your own food. After having the experience of the dorm, you have your own studying experience. The studying experience in college is very different from high school, because you are in college, you are responsible for your own education. Your professor will not spoon feed you. In the US, students use the learning center at the college for free tutoring and for forming study groups to go over the concepts that they learned in class. Unfortunately, in Egypt, we don't have learning centers, so the students merely rely on the informal study groups they form to teach each other the material, and they merely rely on private tutoring. In the US, the classes are more discussion-based and project-based, and there is high weight on the project. So the students spend lots of their time working on their projects because it has like a similar weight to their final, and students can easily find the components to work with, the components needed to their projects to work with in the university's lab or in the mechanical workshop at the university. However, in Egypt, the system is different because the classes have more weight on the final than the project. However, the projects are very hard to work on because the students have to get their own component, and they don't have as much of facilities or as much of workshops, so they have to go to places like Wust El Balad and Sabteya. So Egyptian students know what I'm talking about when I say these words. So they have to struggle to get their own components for their projects. So another big difference between the US and Egypt is the possibility to work on campus. In the U.S., you can work on campus in the gym or the dining hall or the residence halls. You can work to get money while doing your studies, and you can also be involved in undergraduate research during your time as an undergraduate student. However, in Egypt, at public universities, I'm not talking about private universities, because private universities in Egypt would be very similar to the country where they're applying their system. But in public universities in Egypt, there is no possibility to work on campus, and there is no possibility to do undergraduate research. Also, parents in both countries are very different. In Egypt, parents are very pushy, because, of course, in both countries, parents want the best for their kids. But in Egypt, they do it in a different way. They do it in a way that they want the best for their kids. So they think the best for them would come only if they are students for students at the Faculty of Engineering or the Faculty of Medicine. However, some students might not like that. In the US, parents are supportive whatever their kids want. But again, in both countries, parents want the best for their kids. However, we're just different. The common problems for students in both countries is the stress of exams, procrastination, and not using the professor's office hours till very last minute before the exam. So, coming to talk about the office hours, so in Egypt, the number of students in public universities is very, very high. So there is not that much of interaction between the student and the professor. So there is no office hours. But in the U.S., there is office hours, so the student can interact with the professor and learn more from them. So college is a time when we grow up and interact with other people, make friends, do extracurricular activities, live in the dorms, be more independent, think critically, view the world differently, and build our characters. So now is the time to know how college affected you by reading your answers to the question of the episode. For those of you who listen to us at a younger age, this is also the time for some tips and tricks on how to get the best of your time at college. And we will learn more about all of this when we're back.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. So
I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
And welcome back. So to contribute to our program, you can always call us on 01-000-427-894. If you are calling from the US, please add 0112 before the mentioned number. So the question of today's episode was, how was your experience? How was your college experience? So the first comment was from Raga Al-Ghanemi saying, Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakeel. Okay. She also commented saying, my uni experience was a mix of emotions. I spent my years busy keeping up with my studies and occupations that I didn't get the chance to have the full college experience. Besides this, a majority of my professors were very supportive, willing to work with me to help me succeed, and I was able to get a well-rounded education. Overall, I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad it's over too, Raja. I hope it was good. Best of luck with your future endeavors. Marwa Rashad also commented saying, I got closer to God. I didn't like my studies at all. However, I came third. Wow, congratulations. Mona Abdelgaid commented saying, I had a great experience at Montana State University. Professors were great, so helpful and supportive. They were actually more like friends to us. Lectures were fun with many activities. Classmates were nice and hard workers. I also had time to have fun, go hiking, traveling to different states, etc. Got the chance to have the best American roommate where we both learned about each other's culture. Never had a problem with my religion. The people in the city were very nice and always respected my religion. Overall, I had a great experience at Montana State University. I'm really glad you had this experience, Mona. Keep it up. Kareem Muhammad commented, so mediocre, boring experience. I'm so sorry to hear this. I wish you elaborated more. ASLM Gabri commented, "My college experience was amazing. Of course, the academic part was really important for building my knowledge and career, but the most important part for me was living and interacting with my dear friends from all over the world. I learned that I enjoy being introduced to different cultures, food, beliefs, and lifestyles. I also realized that human beings are so similar, yet so different and unique." I definitely agree, I can't agree more. Nurani Said commented, "Very good. I tried to balance between the academic performance and extracurricular activities to make a good CV for work. It helped me a lot. Best of luck, Nuran." We also had a comment from Hannes Girgis saying, "So good. I had a wide range of friends and we used to share life together. Things were quite different by the time I was at college." You're not that old, Hannah. So we also had a comment from Iman Abdul Maksud saying, "It was really great. I made such good friends and I was mostly having fun except when we had exams, lol. No one has fun during exams. My uni just had a great campus and there were numerous ways to get involved. My department had such good professors as well. I hope I get the chance to visit the campus again in the future and see my friends and professors." I hope you will visit your campus again, Iman. Good luck. Rana Ibrahim said, "I want to go back. No real responsibility, but all the privileges of an adult." Can't agree more. Karim Khaled commented, "Since I was in the Faculty of Engineering, so it was extremely tough. I know you went a lot to Old Sabteya and Wust El Balad to get components for your project. I can tell. It's really hard." So, yeah. We mentioned that we will have some tips and tricks to get for having a good college experience. So, we mentioned the tips and tricks. So you will be, the first one would be attending the involvement fair of your campus, so that you can learn more about the ongoing activities on campus. And if you are a prospective Rutgers student, I recommend attending Rutgers Day. And I also recommend attending the professor's office hours because you can learn more about the material and get higher grades. You can also keep good relationship with your professors because this way you will get recommendation letters. You can know more about your career options. You can also learn more about the research and you can have intellectual conversations with them. I have an advice that I'm still struggling with, which is try not to cram and not to procrastinate. Go to class. Don't skip classes. Study on time, try to be on the top of the material, and best of luck. The other advice is have a healthy lifestyle. Study on time, participate in extracurricular activities, eat well, sleep well, and don't forget to use the free resources like the Learning Center and the Recreation Center. And if things are too much to handle, never hesitate to go to the Counseling Center because therapy might have a stigma, but it's really helpful. Another advice is adjusting your attention span. Some people would just spend 10 minutes on a YouTube video. However, some lectures are up to 50 minutes. So we need to adjust our attention span to cover all the material in the lecture and to cover all the materials required for studying. The last advice I want to tell you about is going to the career fairs and using the career center because they offer great resources like building your resume and offering resume critique sessions and career advising sessions. I hope you like today's episode in which we discussed a lot about college in the United States and Egypt. And next time we will talk about something more interesting about both cultures, and I thank you very much for listening. Good night.